Oh man, beautiful. Choir, that with 20 minutes of rehearsal? Wow. Beautiful, our summer choir. More or less. That is, of course, our summer choir. We do this every year, and an opportunity for all of you and many more to be a part of that, just gathering at 10 o'clock a little early on Sunday morning to learn the anthem and lead us in worship with that. Absolutely beautiful. Thank you, choir, Walter and Matt. Well, friends, my turn through sermon message. You've seen the title in your bulletin. Has anyone guessed what that means? I used this title as a sermon title, in fact, about 3 years ago. It was during a stewardship season, and so we had a little different context. But anyone remember what this acronym means? Any guesses? SOTMOGS. S-O-T-M-O-G. Well, let's pray first, and then I'll let you in. Pray with me. Gracious God, we do pause to pray in this moment that the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts may be acceptable in your sight in these moments that follow, and that you indeed add your blessing to the reading and hearing of your holy word. In Christ's name, amen. So, listen for the word of God in one verse this morning from 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. And I'm going to be reading this from the New King James Version, which is why if anyone went quickly to the scripture verse in your pew Bible, you still may not have guessed what SOTMOG means. Listen for the word of God. Let everyone so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So there you are again, stewards of the mysteries of God. SOTMOGS, that's us. As I mentioned, the New Revised Standard Version, which is the version, the translation in our pew, says stewards of God's mysteries, which would be S-O-G-M and a little harder to pronounce, SOGM or something like that. So I went to the King James Version this morning. In this letter to the church in Corinth, Paul is speaking about himself and about his fellow travelers to these members of this community. He includes Apollos, his helper in carrying out the work that he began there in Corinth, and he perhaps includes all of the apostles at work in the first century communities that are beginning to grow up around this way of Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth. We were following that movement, the way, through Eastertide, and we celebrated its beginning, its birth on Pentecost just 2 weeks ago. And in our exploration and discernment this morning, I am proclaiming each and every one of us SOTMOGS too. Consider yourselves, consider me as stewards of the mysteries of God. In fact, that's what we'll consider ourselves for this whole summer. We've been running an announcement, a request, really, in the bulletin since very early May. I want to use the Sundays this summer, at least a good portion of them, to explore and to preach some of the mysteries that you are interested in, or you are most troubled by, or maybe just those you don't know very well or want to know more about. If we are SOTMOGS, after all, we really should be better acquainted, more articulate about the MOGS, the mysteries of God. Now, as we begin this summer's discovery, allow me to remind you, it is the nature of a mystery, unlike the little bags that I gave to Wyatt and Cole that they were able to open. It's the nature of a true mystery that it is ultimately unknowable, unexplicable, inexplicable, at least with our temporal imaginations and our worldly vocabulary. Our theology as a whole, as I remind us on many occasions, is ultimately all that we can know about a mystery. But finally, God, the sacred, the divine, the holy, the more, is never fully figured out, just expressed and articulated as best we can. primarily for us Christians through our understanding of Jesus, but also through our understanding of what the Bible reveals, or our church's tradition uncovers, or our own personal experiences of love, capital L, or life, capital L, share with us. And the best articulations of the mysteries of God, I believe, happen in our hearts, not our heads. They happen through our hands and our feet, not in our words or with our speech. All of that said, of course, we must speak. We must share. We must explore and explain. Harry Emerson Fosdick, back in 1922, I believe, almost a century ago, noted that there is nothing in the world so much worth thinking of as God. Christ, the Bible, sin and salvation, the divine purposes of humankind, life everlasting. We do that every time we gather in this place, this space. But we do that, we explore the mysteries that our church calendar suggests we ought to explore. Advent, Lent, Eastertide, Ordinary Time, where we explore the mysteries that our own congregation's needs require, stewardship or annual meetings or current events, or much less frequently, I acknowledge those mysteries that our lectionary passages suggest and provide. So this summer, I want to hear directly from you. What moths are the most mysterious to you? Let's explore them more deeply. Talk about them. Speak more eloquently of them so that we can live more fully into them. There is a call in your bulletin, a small insert that may have fallen out already. Find it. Again this week, it includes a line for you to write down the mystery for which, to which, about which you want to be a better steward. We've gotten some responses already. I have them on my desk, about 10 or so. Interestingly, though not surprisingly, over half of those suggestions already are about death and dying, or the mystery of eternal life, resurrection life, what's next. There are a few others about how the Bible might relate more directly to our daily lives. There's one about how we can use our faith convictions to convince ourselves that we do indeed already have enough, and we don't need to continue to devour more, especially when that devouring comes at the expense of others who don't have enough. But in this case, I want more of these. I don't have enough explanations so far for this summer. So take that bulletin insert, a couple of you already have. Think of one or more of the mysteries of our faith. Think of one of the biggest questions that you have about Christianity or the Christian life. Maybe it's a question that you've always shied away from, or one you've not been able to explain very well to anyone else. Write something down now. Think cosmically. Salvation, resurrection, eternal life. Think worldly, justification, incarnation, sanctification. Think religiously, ecumenically, other Christian denominations, or interfaith, other world religions. What are we supposed to do with those? Or no faith at all, atheism or secularism, humanism. Think doctrinally about Scripture or the Book of Confessions or our church history and tradition. Take a few minutes, just a couple minutes, I promise. Write something down. I'm going to be quiet. So you'll stop looking at me and write something down. Talk or share with each other. No such thing as cheating on this exam. Asia, I see you writing, and that's wonderful, but whatever you put, you're going to have to preach on, so. Good. Bring it on. We'll trust the Spirit. We'll trust God. And I am never ashamed, Larry, to say, I don't know. Well, we'll have this opportunity in the weeks ahead. We'll run as part of the regular insert for another couple of weeks, this little announcement in line. Indeed, Lynn, it's going to be tough, but that's exciting, I believe. We're gathered here to listen, to learn, to share with one another, not to reveal the mystery, but to explore all that we can, to learn as much as we can. Be sure to place those slips in the offering plate when they come around just a little later in the service. Again, we'll run those announcements in the bulletin. Next week, I am going to be heading to Montreat with 8 of our youth and 3 adults, 2 more than last year, our youth. So wonderful. 3 more than last year. We took 5 last year, right, Lucas, Annie? So 8 this year and 3 adults. We're going to share some of those experiences, ones that all of you have helped with through the Youth Ministries fundraising throughout the year. We'll do that on the 17th. And then I think in late June, we're going to begin to explore these MOGs, to be these mysteries of God and to be SOTMOGs, not just stewards, but sharers of the mysteries of God later this month and through July at least. You'll have plenty more opportunities in the weeks ahead, even more time in this service if you need it to write something down and put them in the offering plates. For now, and in closing, I find it just beautifully and wonderfully meaningful that we have our communion table set here this morning. There's no greater mystery for us as a Christian community than the life, the death, the resurrection of Jesus. A life, a death, and resurrection that allows us to glimpse our own lives, our own deaths, and our own resurrections. No greater mystery and no more tangible expression of that mystery than this table, the bread and the cup that we will share again with one another. The bread and the cup that express the mystery of Christ, not fully disclosing it, but touching it, tasting it, revealing it enough to assure us of our own humanity and our own divinity. Friends, if you're comfortably able to do so, will you stand with me now? Let us sing our sermon hymn and prepare for our table.